Leland Rucker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today, we're going to take a look at a big news story that we've been reporting throughout the week. And this is an effort by the Boulder County District Attorney and now the Denver District Attorney to expunge the records of people who have in the past been convicted of crimes related to cannabis. This is big news, Leland.
Yeah, it is. You know, people, this is a thing that people, when we originally brought legalization around, you know, when the legalization idea came up, it wasn't something that people were thinking about a lot, especially here in Colorado. Now, it seems like states are starting to think about this in a big way. Massachusetts has some things in their law dealing with that. Around the country, since it's federally illegal, we can't do anything as a nation like Canada has done. You know, Canada has a plan to expunge all records. By the way, I guess we should say to expunge means to completely eliminate a record. You can also seal a record, which keeps it away from public view, but can be viewed under certain circumstances. So there's two different ways to do it, and either way will really help a lot of people because these things follow you around for the rest of your life.
When you think about what's happened in Colorado, 15 years ago, somebody could be arrested for something that is, in 2018, completely legal. So when you think about it, that it makes sense that, of course, people's records should be cleared, but it really hasn't been such a simple process to get to this point.
No, especially, you know, just, like I said, with the federal thing, we can't do it as a country, so it's left to states, municipalities and counties to kind of do it on their own. And it's really, I think this is really a step forward to think that the Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty has launched this Moving On From Marijuana campaign, which would vacate pot convictions for actions that would have been lawful before the passage of the law in 2012. And for the time being, he says he wants to allow individuals with earlier minor convictions to bring their cases to the attention of the DA's office. It's a lengthy process even to get these things, to bring these things to the attention of people who can get these things expunged. And that's what they're trying to do, is make this process faster. And basically, he's asking people who think they might have this problem to come and talk with people. They have two sessions. We'll put this up on the web. It's they're both in January. And he says this is just a preliminary to actually just expunging all records, whether you ask for it or not. And I think that's really what we want to get down to.
This is so significant because if people aren't familiar with this, maybe you yourself have not experienced it or don't know somebody who's experienced it. If you have something like this type of criminal record, it excludes you from job opportunities, very often from housing opportunities, potentially from grants for educational opportunities. It can follow you for the rest of your life and impact your life in so many ways.
You know, that's so true. And as a white privileged male here, you know, I don't really understand that, or I haven't understood that in the past. Now I understand that, boy, those things do follow you around. I have friends now, and they've gone through the parole system afterwards, and it's really hard to live a normal life when you have that criminal record. And it, you know, everybody that I've talked to about this says, yeah, we made mistakes, but what about the rest of our lives? And that's what it comes down to. Yeah, you can make a mistake and you can go to prison, or you can make restitution, and still that doesn't end it.
Well, and it does seem very ironic then that people could, you know, partake of the same behavior now and it be completely legal. So it's a timing issue, but it's really a geographic issue, because right now, I believe the Boulder County District Attorney and the Denver DA, they're the only ones now really talking about this. Some people are saying, well, what we need is a statewide effort. But it does seem right now that it's up to individual county district attorneys to make this move.
At this point, it is. And I think the one thing that we can think about, and this is a real positive thing, is that we now have, we have a Democratic legislature and we have a governor who is very pro-cannabis, and I think that the state will probably at least bring this up in the legislative session coming up here beginning in January.
Well, what should listeners watch out for if they maybe fall into this category where they maybe have a prior criminal conviction pertaining to cannabis that nowadays it would not even be a criminal issue? What should they do something? Should they get in contact with Boulder or Denver district attorney's offices, or what happens next?
Denver hasn't really announced what the plan is. They just announced that they're going to do this. But in Boulder, you need to fill out an application form on the website. So you do have to do it right now. You have to do it on the website. And the office asks that you not call or email because it doesn't have the resources to do that. But if you think that this is something that might help you in your life and you live in Boulder County, do it. You know, go to our website, find out about this, and do something about it, because they want to help you right now.
We'll continue to follow this in the coming weeks, and I know this is going to be a big report in the January edition of Sensi Magazine.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking more about this. I just spent about three weeks studying this particular subject, and boy, there's a lot to talk about.
You can read more about cannabis news online at sensimag.com. Leland Rucker joins us Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.